We're resuming the interview after a small pause because there was a phone call. And Nevea, we were talking about your links to Australia.
Yes.
And the next question really is about, have you returned to Australia? And could you tell me about
About
that
that.
decision?
Well, I had always wanted to turn back to Australia. There had been a time that I was thinking of coming back and for staying for a while. The problem was that I had divorced, but my daughter was minor and I could not take her away. It would seem that I was taking her away and she would not come. She was not thinking of leaving Italy, leaving her father and the family. And that passed me by. So I said, let's put some money together, I said to my daughter, and we will go for a trip to Australia. And she said, yes, Mum, I'd love to see where you had been born, where you had gone to school, where you had lived. And so I did put had a money box and put some money away. Unfortunately, it happened that I had to buy my apartment, and so that money went to the apartment. I realized my dream of coming back to Australia 6 7 months ago, not 2018, and I went with my daughter. It was so wonderful, really beautiful. It for me, it, I said, I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home.
After how many years?
47? 1971. I had not been able to come to go back before.
So it must have been very, very important.
Very important. And I was happy to go with my daughter. We met up with our family friends. And there were memories of my life, of my parents, and my daughter did learn a lot of things of what how life was when I was there from memories of people who are still alive, who did know us.
So, who did you spend time with?
I spent some time with a lady who she gave us accommodation that we called Zia Anna, and she lives right in Goodwood. And I seem to be really, really back home. And then there was my godparents and their daughter Rosie and her companion Vincent took me around quite in 2 or 3 days, quite a lot. And they helped me find places and things and took us to Adelaide by night. A lot of things. We went also to see the wildlife zoo and went to the River Torrens. And Vincent said, we're here for you. Tell me where you want to go. It was wonderful. They had took 2 or 3 days holidays to take us away, to take us to see things. Fantastic.
And you, what was the feeling like when you went to, say, where you went to school or the Unley pool?
It was like that things did not have changed so much. It made me feel really back home. The swimming pool, obviously, in the years has changed a bit, but it's mostly the same. Something has been made better, so, but it is the same. In the same place, it is the same. Big is the same. And also my high school is the same. It's so strange to see in over the years it has not changed as much. It was beautiful. And then I had some other good friends, Gary Banzo and Lynn Banzo, who did give us accommodation near the beach at Salix Beach. And did take us around seeing Moana Beach, famous, took me to McLaren Vale, Barossa Valley. Oh, they were wonderful too. I had some wonderful people who did really love us and did take care of us. And it was amazing.
So how long did you have in Adelaide?
Unfortunately, really only 1 week. That is so not much.
And then you went to Uluru, Ayers Rock.
We had been to, we had arrived in Melbourne. Our trip was that we had arrived in Melbourne. We did find a friend, an Aussie friend in Italy, her cousin, who did not know us. He gave us accommodation. He took us around for 3 days. Wonderful. The Aussie people are wonderful. And then we went to Sydney. We went on our own, went through Sydney, saw the most important things through Sydney, and then went to Uluru. It was magical. Uluru is magical. It had been quite a wonderful trip. My daughter had dreamed of it since she was 13, 14 years old. And amazing. It was something unreal.
Does Sylvia speak English?
Yes, she can speak English, yes.
Do you speak English with her?
Sometimes. Because when she was small, she didn't want hearing me to talk English. But then she did study it all through the years. From primary, high school, university, she always studied it, English.
When she was little, why didn't she want you to speak English?
I don't know. She was fussy, didn't want to hear me. No. Okay, I said. Every now and then when I got angry, I did say something.
You talked about your passport, have you always had an Australian passport?
Well, we did have it for a few years, then it had expired, and I think for about 15 years I did not have my passport. I did renew it because it had expired, and then 2004, and then from then I'm still keeping my Australian passport.
Because you have Australian citizenship
and Italian citizenship.
Did you have to apply for Italian citizenship?
No, we had to have a. It was registered in the council, in the town hall, that we had. My parents were Italian. They had gone to Australia. There is. It was only. How can I say? It was only written in the. When Mum and Dad they had become Australian citizens, they had done the. They had applied for the citizenship.
Does that make you think that they would have intended to stay in Australia?
Well, I think so. Yes. They had stayed for nearly, my dad was there for nearly 20 years, and my mum too.
Half his life.
Yes. By the time they came back, yes.
And what was the feeling, if you can say it, when you were leaving Australia to come back in, earlier this year?
Oh, I did cry a lot.
Yeah.
I did cry a lot because I said, I'm leaving a part of my life, but I know that I can go back because I won't be lost. I can go back. I know where to go, and it feels comfortable to know, like Goodwood has not changed so much, and it's comfortable to see I'm going back home. I'm always saying that, I'm going back home. For me, it was like that. Most probably because that's where my dreams were left, and most of my happy life, I suppose, was there. I don't know. I must talk with somebody else who had the same problems, I think, if it's the same feeling or if not.
But you feel that you will go again?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And it won't be 47 years.
Not at all. I can't afford that. I can't afford that so much time passes by.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about, the visit to Australia?
Oh no, I think it was wonderful. When you're traveling, everything is beautiful. And it was so amazing to see things that I was happy making my daughter happy. Also, we went to see the 12 apostles, which was amazing. Beautiful view of the road,
The Great
Great Ocean
Ocean
Road.
Road.
Yes, it was amazing. It was beautiful. It seems it's like a dream come true. Absolutely.
So you had a taste of like being at home in Adelaide in Goodwood,
Yes.
seeing different places in
Places in Melbourne.
Adelaide, but then Uluru, Sydney,
Yes.
Melbourne, and then that coast road. So you had a taste of quite
But
different
yes, parts.
parts.
Yes, it was something we wanted to do. Unfortunately, my daughter could not have more time off from her job, from her work, and so we had to make it in with what we could do. So Melbourne, Sydney, not actually Melbourne, we thought of Melbourne only to see the 12 apostles. And Sydney was obviously must drop into Sydney. And Uluru was my daughter's wish. And I'm happy to have done it.
And if you go next, or when you go next time, what would you do?
Well, I think I'll stay in Adelaide and visit more things in Adelaide. Also, Perth would be interesting to go and visit. Yeah, I think well, Australia's really big.
Sure is. Well, we're going to talk now about the group of Aussie girls, and I wonder if you could tell me, like, how you first came to be connected with a group of Aussie
Girls.
girls.
Oh, well, it's a bit of a long story, but it's really nice. I had a neighbor who was, how can I say, her brother-in-law had a sister-in-law who was Australian, and they were having a barbecue, and they invited my friend. And she said, "Would you like to come too? There's an Australian girl." Well, I said, "Why not?" And I did meet up with Roseanne Bean, who's from Queensland. And we met up, and she said she had also another friend, Madeline Mocenigo. And they did meet up every now and then, have a pizza or having something, just getting together. I said, "Certainly, I really love it." So with Roseanne, we had fun the other day, and we had our 25th anniversary of friendship.
25 years ago is, I'm trying to work it out.
25, 93, 3.
1993.
She had met with Madeline and Roseanne, always. No, through friends. I have a friend who's Australian who married Australian, so they got together, and that's how they pass. We did meet always through friends who Italian friends who had Aussie friends, and now we are a real big group.
How many of you are there, like in the biggest group?
Well, we have a chat. We're over 30, I think, 30, 35. There are much more of us. There are many more of us.
And what is the criteria, or how do you get to be a member of the group?
Well, we did always in the beginning, send messages, phone calls, and Madeline has a hairdressing salon. So I did not. I couldn't call her, and she was organizing the nights out every now and then. So, if you wanted, you'd just call her, and it was just passing a message one to another. We're going out. Then, when there came out, there was WhatsApp, which Australians don't really know much of, but it's a quicker way of messaging a whole lot of people. There is one person who starts out organizing the chat and puts you in, and one by one, you get all together.
So there's a group that you can,
Catch up with.
Send the message to. And it goes to everyone.
Yes, WhatsApp works like that. Instead of sending texting messages from one another, it's only one and it goes to everyone on that chat.
And what is it that you do when you get together?
Well, it's nice just chatting and exchanging all recipes or just talking. I did this. I went on a trip and just keeping up with all the news also from Australia. This here who listens to the Australian radio channels and it's like getting together. Instead of talking Italian, we're talking in English. So you're, in Aussies.
So you always talk in English?
Yes.
And, you know, when you first met up, what did you think it would be like?
Oh, it was a new friendship for me. Somebody that I have something in common with and not judged, not envied, nothing. Just getting together, friends. Meeting up and thinking of having a nice time, just going out and just having a good time.
And what was it that you had in common that meant that it was comfortable?
Because we were all born in Australia, we were all talking English and always having fun, and some pizzerias and some restaurants always remember us. We always leave a sign of our passing by.
And what is that sign?
We're always being quite noisy sometimes, but somebody says they like it. And we are always so happy to get together. Yes. And it's a part of us that doesn't let go.
And what's that part?
Aussie. As we say, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
And how has that group changed over time?
Actually lately we are able to get together differently. We are sorry that there are some girls that just don't meet up so often. And they are from the Castelcuco, Crespano de Grappa. We did meet up more often, but we suppose that they have other problems. Perhaps they do meet, and it's easier to meet when you are closer.
Because those places are a bit further away, aren't
they? We're about 20, 25 kilometres. Well, our group thinks, if it's to go there, we would go there if it's once every now and then, you know, just to meet up. It has happened, but it's less often now. So we are closer, who meets, and everyone exchanges the job of organizing the night out. Once we did find up once two or three times a month, every 2 or 3 months. Whereas then we said, why not trying once a month? Because not always you could miss out, even if it was only every 3 months. So we said, oh, we work out, somebody offers make up the night, where to go, what to do, and just go out. So putting on the chat, I'm organizing a pizza at this place. Who's coming, just to book. And so that's it. There's who. Sometimes we are in 6 or 7 or 8. Sometimes we have been in 20 and nearly 30 once. So it depends. Also, with some girls nearby, we have worked out in the winter that we don't do the monthly meeting. Perhaps on the Sunday afternoon having tea. Now, every now and then, we like having a spritz party. It's having an aperitif, and so it's only for an hour, and it's quicker. It's not perhaps on the weekend, during the week, and so like that.
And Have there ever been any bigger groups, like with husbands or children or?
Yes, we had worked out, it's quite a few years, getting up on the 1st of August, the first Sunday of August, barbecues. And there was a friend who did put her house to everybody to work it out. She had a big house and a big porch. Then it happened that our children have grown up and were not coming with us. So getting less busy. And then lately, for the last 2 or 3 years, we have decided not having everybody cooking and going to some restaurant to have a day out with the husbands. And that's it, you know, just being together with them.
But the women meet more frequently?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And what do you think the age group is in your...
The range, the Aussie girl range of age is, I suppose, now, let's say the from 45 to 60, over 60.
So an older group.
Yes.
And I've been fortunate enough to go to a couple of your occasions.
Yes.
And I've noticed that... people know each other's relatives.
Yes, it does happen, yes, because if you live close, you're able to know also the relatives, yes.
And sometimes, like at two of the occasions, a sister of one of the women has been visiting from Melbourne.
Yes, because they have their Italian background anyhow. So there is a friend of mine, Lourdes, a friend of mine, a friend of ours. Her sister has come for a holiday now because she is on a pension. She's and so she can travel more often than once. And so she came to Italy and she had traveled with her sister. Mary comes from Melbourne.
And she knew the other women there?
Yes.
Because she visited before?
Yes, she has come again. Yes. She has come in the last few years. She has just come 3 or 4 times. Yes. So.
And do you think for people who... are new to the group, that they, like, how do you know each other's stories and backgrounds? Do you would have shared a lot of that?
Yes, we have shared, you know, every now and then when you're chatting and the night's out, it comes up that you talk about your background anyhow, you know, what happened, how come, it turns up chatting. And so, more or less, and we have found that a few of us has the same problems, somebody else not. Somebody has come to Italy by choice because they had met with their husbands, because one had met her husband coming for a holiday in Italy. Another girl met her husband because he came to Australia and they were in the same town. They had come from the same town. And that's mostly the women have come to Italy and met their husbands in Italy.
That's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. And how do you see the group continuing in the future?
We are holding on. We think it's always to keep up part of our background anyhow. Because our background of our family, but that is a background of our social life anyhow. And we are, in the end, we are Aussies.
And when you said that you didn't feel judged or envied, was that a different feeling when you were with the Aussie girls than that it had been with other Italian women?
With the Italian women, I felt more like that. Instead, with the Aussie girls, we are all the same. Most probably because we have something in common, which is Aussie background, Aussie. And also, I think we have another way of thinking. We have another way of, yes, absolutely, more free, more, I mean, that's what I can remember. How can you say? Yes, another way of thinking. Not so conditioned by your, what would people think? You just, I'm just thinking of myself, I'm behaving and not doing anything wrong. Whereas Italians are just mostly thinking, oh, how are you dressed? What are you doing? Oh, look at her. You know, they're always gossiping. Perhaps that happens in Australia too, but we have another way of seeing things.
And so that's important in the Aussie girls as a way of talking or having conversation.
Yes, yeah, I think. That's what I feel. That's what I feel. And we're not, if we can help each other, give us a hand. Unfortunately, a friend of our group lost her husband suddenly. This summer, and we always try to keep her and help her and hold her up and not letting her feel lonely, because in the end her family here, she hasn't got, I think, anybody very close. This is why also her sister came over, but I think, yes, that's, you know, we try to keep up as we are like a second family, I think.
I can,
if I can put it that way.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely. And I'd like to just ask you, I've seen things in your car and in your apartment that give a very strong message of being Australian.
Yes.
How important is that to you, to have objects like that?
Oh, that's what I always needed. I'm always, in the end, I'm always Aussie. In the end, I am always Aussie, and it is part of my life. And I've always had that, and I love it. I love it. I don't care. I love it.
So when you went back to Australia, what things did you collect?
I started jumping here and there, catching what I could get of stickers and koalas, also for friends that I had to give them as a gift. But I got all those. But the stickers, I have a hard time finding the stickers. Yes.
You couldn't find them in Australia?
I didn't find what I wanted.
Oh.
Yes. And I must have gone to the wrong shops.
Oh, you have to tell me after. What sort of stickers did you want?
I like the Aussie stickers because most persons ask me, but what does that mean? Australia down under. That's all my body and my soul. I said.
You've got one of those stickers, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the koalas, and that's something that's, I think it's something stronger than me that I have to hold on to. I'm Aussie. I don't care.
And you want to feel it?
Yes.
Yeah. What does it mean to say that you are Australian?
What does it mean that... Well, it's a bit like when one says, I'm Italian, and being Aussie, I think it's a sisterhood, brotherhood. Perhaps it's a way we are dreaming of what life could have been over there, I suppose. We have our jobs, we were happy of what we were doing here, what we have done. I don't know. I think it seems freedom. I don't know, really. This is a good question. I have to think of it. It's something big. Well, I don't know. It's like being a part of a football club, I think. You know, when you're, it's something like that. It's like being part of something
that's different from what you've felt part of. Because, as you said, like, you've been happy in your work.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That you've got your family,
yes,
and
yes.
You know, you've got your Sunday get-togethers.
Yes,
and,
yes.
But
yes.
This other part of you.
Yeah, this is another part. Perhaps I had not had it full, but also my, I see the girls, also my friends, my Aussie friends, they have this feeling. We've got this, it's a brother, it's a sisterhood. I call it like that. Perhaps it might be the wrong word, but I call it like that. It's something that makes you common, but it's something that it's always in my background. Even if I've got an Italian background, I've got my Aussie background too.
Did you talk to your parents when they were, you know, well, about the Aussie Girls group?
Yes, they were very happy of that. Yes. Also, my mother and father did have also a group of Australians, which is called ANEA. Australian. I must give you the... they had made that association around 1972, 73. Now I don't remember well. And they were ex-immigrants, Australians, and they put together, and every now and then they did also make barbecues or get together. They had also started making a newspaper, sending it. Quite a lot of people, Australians, were
and
here.
Was that from this area?
Yes, mostly from this area.
And why would that have been different from, say, the Trevisani nel mondo?
Trevisani is only the province. Instead, these were Anea. It was another one who had fondato, made the, I can't say the word now, I've got a
foundation?
He did that, he built, yes, it was an ex-priest.
Who founded Anea?
He did, yes, he started out with Anea because he was trying to get also, he was fighting to have some rights to have the pensions or things like that. Now, I'm not sure of if I'm saying the right thing. Anyhow, it was helping people to have their rights in Italy through the foundation of...
And so this was especially for people who'd had some time in
Australia
and who had returned.
Yes, mostly from Australia, but somebody from Canada put themselves into the association too.
And I noticed the other night at the Aussie Girls get-together that there was a woman not from Australia.
No, from South Africa, yes. There is also another lady who comes quite often, is from Wales. She had married an Italian man and she is teaching here, but she is from Wales. And then there was another girl from Canada, but she comes less often. And we are not close to only Aussies. It all comes in, English or South African, Canadian, whatever. We don't mind. We're all friends, talking in English, having fun.
That's good to know that the Aussie girls are open to...
We're really open, yes, certainly.
And... we're coming to the end of the interview and, you know, you've given such great information.
Really?
Such good memories.
Thank
you.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I think you've done really well. We talked before about the fact that you've recently gone on to the pension.
Yes.
When did you start your life on the pension?
Well, I finished working last year in July. I had some time. I was taking care of my father there and also my mum. My father passed away in March, and now at the moment I am starting to have a life that I a freedom that I never had. I can choose to wake up, to go out. I have not any more responsibilities as once a few years ago. I am free now. Free. Yes, free.
And how does that make you feel?
Wonderful. I feel really light. I can choose. There are things that I could have not have done before because working, and I had a job as a shop assistant with shops, whereas shops are open all 7 days a week. So we did have shifts, and I did not have much time. Now, a week ago, I went to Venice with my Aussie friends, and this I could choose in a couple of days. And whereas once I could not have choi had the choice to do. And I am starting out doing some sport in hours that are good for me in the morning, in the afternoon, swimming. Going to do Pilates, now going walking, a lot of things that I had renounced, but now I can do in another way.
So, that feeling of freedom must be precious.
Absolutely. A freedom has no price. It is true.
And trying to think about how we come to the end of this interview, sometimes I ask people a couple of questions, and one is how has this experience been of being interviewed about your life?
Well, it's like a therapy. No, I think now I can accept. After I had been to Australia, I had to accept certain things of my background. It had I had to go to I said to close a door, but I did close a door and open a gate, as we say in Italy, because I had this it was in a standby for so many years, what I had left, and I had not said goodbye to a lot of things, a lot of people. But now I say it wasn't a goodbye. It's now a see you later.
And is that the gate?
Yes, that's the gate. See you later. That's what I think.
And I can really see that that's something very strong for you.
Yes, it is. It is. I know it could seem, when you're young, you have so many dreams. Then, when you see that your dreams have been broken or not been able to try, it's always something that you said, why not, why? Instead, now I see things in a different way also. You get older, but I did need to do my trip to Australia to see how to see if it's still there.
And I imagine that it would have been really important to make those connections with the people who had been part of your childhood.
Yes, that really did help me so much. Really did. That means that it is true. They are still there to give you a hand. They have your memories too, because they could help us. They helped me with my daughter because they gave her some information that otherwise we could not have.
That's interesting.
Mostly, yes. And
And
she
what
was.
was that information? Like, what's an example of that?
Well, how her mother was, how towards my daughter, how her mother was when she was young. And my friends there, my uncles and aunties, told her, well, your mother was quite tremendous and quite good. And they told a lot of things also of her grandparents, that is a part of life that nobody knows. Only if you went to Australia, you could have some memories of it. And so this is what I call also background.
Oh, yeah. And for her to have that background.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Also, I was thinking, like, for you, it must have been such a, like, emotional and lovely.
Yes,
and
yes, yes, yes.
Like a mixture.
Oh, I was so up, inside out, upside down. It was something unbelievable, really beautiful, something that so long dreamed of, it seemed unreal.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
So happy, yes, it did help me. It was therapeutic.
And did you talk about it with the Aussie girls when you came back?
Oh, yes, because when I left there, we were always saying, send photos, let us know, keep in touch. Yes, that's what we always do now, or send photos, or somebody goes. Also, another girl who you had not met, she had been in Australia for 3 months, and every now and then she did send some photos. She had been to Adelaide and met with Gary and Lynn Vansel, because we had met in one of our Aussie nights out when they were here and visiting in Italy. And so she sent me some photos. She was very nice and beautiful. She had also been on a long holiday with her husband, so she was happy too. She had been back to Australia to Melbourne because we must say that most of the girls who are here have their families living in Australia anyhow, so they're always in touch.
That's interesting, and that's different from your
situation. Yes, yes.
Would there be many in your situation who have come? Who came
there
as
are,
younger people?
I think so. Yes. I haven't met them, I think, but there are some of them who have travelled like me, been here, left at a certain age, but not with all the family back to Italy. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think so, anyhow.
So when you came back and you were talking with the Aussie girls, like, that must have been quite an interesting conversation.
Yes. Well, now that you're making me remember, also there are some girls that have come back, like me, with all the families, and we come out with such funny things. We have some great laughter with funny Italian English words. And
it's like what?
It's difficult to say. Like... A girl said, yeah, her father was talking to the family. Yes, we did buy a semi-troia. And he said, what? And they were saying, what are you saying? And he was trying to say a semi-trailer. And a semi-troia is something else here in Italy.
Something rude?
Yes.
Can you say it or not?
Oh, well, it's like a prostitute.
Oh.
A semi-prostitute.
Oh.
It's a funny word, you know.
So the difference in the language.
Yeah. Oh, let's go parcare il carro. And if somebody said, what are you doing? And the thing is, we have the common thing that we do understand each other. Even though half English, half Italian, we always understand each other. And when we get together, which is amazing, this is another thing I must remember to say, and I think you noticed that. Also, my brother-in-law, who understands a little bit of English, came out with us once, and we just talk English, Italian, with the same way. And he says, it's amazing how you say a word in English and Italian without getting messed up. He said, I can't think of that.
And for all of you, it's just natural.
Yes.
And there's no real break in the conversation.
No, like... no. Or sometimes I don't remember the word. Oh, yes, it's like this, it's like that. Oh, in Italian, oh, yes. And so we help each other also that way, because every now and then we do also forget some words, or in Italian or in English.
Well, I think people forget in their own language,
yeah.
Don't they?
Do
what
they?
Would you say is your first language?
It should be English. It had been some time that I had lost using my English language because I had nobody to talk with. When I started out with the Aussie girls, it's wonderful. My ex-colleagues, when I went to work after a Saturday night out with the Aussie girls, they said, You have been with your Aussie friends. Yes, we can hear your difference of talking.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In Italian?
Yes.
And how different
They
would.
could hear the difference also of they could hear my English accent.
Wow.
Yes. Well, actually, the client, a few clients that come through the shop where I did work, they asked me if I was a foreigner because they heard I had a strange accent.
Do you think you have a different kind of Italian accent?
Well, they do so. People, if I talk in Italian, correct Italian, they say that they can hear I have a strange accent. Can I have an English accent? Yes.
How interesting. Wow.
Yeah. I must be a funny example.
Well, who knows? So, Nivia, is there anything else that you would like to say in this interview before we complete it?
I think anyhow, even if my parents had made another choice, I tried to get now the best of life. Anyhow, you try to get the best of the things. Now I can enjoy other things. I've got Aussie friends. I have a wonderful family, a great daughter, a beautiful daughter. And I think anyhow, with my family, with my sisters, it helps a lot. We can share memories, we can share sadness, happiness. I think a good thing is that we're together. Perhaps in the end, I've got my family. In the end, it doesn't matter what happened before. And going to Australia helped me to get over it. Yes.
And to it sounds like that it gave you an opportunity to understand a bit more from your aunts and that extended group of people who knew your family.
Yes. It helped. That did help. And also, anyhow, I'm here and I've got good Aussie friends. Who cares? We are organising, hoping one day, who knows? We had always said with Madeline, another Madeline from Melbourne, we're dreaming of going for a trip, in a few of us, to Australia. Rent a camper or something and go around together having fun. I said I would be wild. I'd love to do that.
Watch
But yeah, we're coming. Who knows?
Australia. Oh, that sounds great. Well,
Yeah.
Nevia, it's been a lovely opportunity to understand about your Australian-Italian links
Links,
and
background.
background, and I really appreciate all the information that you've given and the thoughtful details that you've provided. So thank you very much.
Thank you for asking me for the interview. I hope this could be a good memory.
I'm sure it will be, and I was so delighted to be invited to the Aussie Girls events through you, so thank you for that too.
Oh, that was a great pleasure. How can we meet up with Aussies without inviting an Aussie? No way. No, we must. No. I'm always doing that. I've always got friends. Who's got friends? We just meet up because it's like being comfortable, feeling at home, being cozy, and not feeling alone. And it has been a great pleasure for me to meeting you.
Oh,
I love
thank
this.
you.
Yes,
I
I
thank
really love
you.
this.
Well, I do too, and it's lovely to know that there's still some more time.
Yes.
So thank you again,
No,
Nivea.
thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.